Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about today. It is December, is it 4th or 5th? I know it's a Friday. I don't even, hold on a second, let me check my phone. I don't know what day it is. I don't even know the day. I got to check my phone. 5th, it's December 5th. One of my friends has a birthday party. Oh, damn. We got Christmas parties this weekend. Ooh, I forgot. Oh, well, you know what? That's okay. That's the problem. The problem with December is there's not enough weekends, okay? The first of the Christmas parties are actually starting this weekend. And then you got another weekend, and then you got one more, and that's mine. Yeah, I'm doing a Christmas party on the 20th. Yay! No, you're not invited. And then then Christmas is midweek. So we only got 3 weekends to fit in all the Christmas parties, all right? Unfortunately, all it takes is just 2 seconds at a Christmas party to completely ruin your career and not allow you to ever be invited to a Christmas party again. Now, this is awesome, okay? The Herald Sun has a report here on how to make bad choices at the work Christmas party. So for those of us now who are stretching and buying our Banaka and plucking our upper lip hair and trying to look all sexy and handsome, you know, for the Christmas party, let me teach you how to completely get fired or, you know, ruin your life at work as a result of the Christmas party. Okay, so, all right, we're celebrating with a bunch of our coworkers, okay, and the one thing that seems to be a common theme is alcohol. So alcohol, unfortunately, makes us make bad choices. So they say if you really want to, really, really want to ruin your career, or you really want to ruin your chances at this company, you start drinking early. Now, I as a doctor have to say the opposite, okay? Do not, all right? Do not. I would say eat something, maybe take a little sip, okay? All right? Also, they say it's a very good idea to constantly update everybody on how much you've had to drink. It especially impresses the bosses. And if somebody is not drinking, don't call them a softie. Especially if it's, I don't know, Joanne, who is 7 months pregnant, okay? Do not walk up to them going, what? You're not drinking? What? And by the way, anybody at any of our past, now, but this isn't my doctor's office Christmas parties. The doctor's office Christmas parties at my office is like, did everybody get their work done? Did you call the person on that potassium? Okay, good. No, don't drink alcohol. We're working tomorrow. No. Are you sure? Did we get all the X-rays in back? You did log everything today? Okay, that's good. Boy, you know that man had a bad hemorrhoid today, didn't he? Yeah. That was a rough day today. We did good. That's my Christmas party. Okay, but when you go to a radio station's or a radio company's Christmas party, nobody has their clothes on by the end of the night. Very scary stuff. So don't go up to people going, you didn't drink, what? Okay, romance. They say two things help immensely when hooking up with someone. They say proximity and intoxication. Only 6% of relationships, they claim, has ever begun sober. That's not, I disagree with that. I disagree. I think a lot more relationships start sober. But in terms of the physical movement towards initiating the relationship physically, yeah, alcohol is a biggie. All right, so they say You know, if you really want to ruin your career, obviously hook up with somebody from work is always a good idea. Doing it entire in front of the entire organization is even better. No, please, okay? They say if you are going to finally hook up with somebody at work, you do it on the dance floor. Okay, if you could get everyone else to leave the dance floor because you've made them uncomfortable, you get extra points. They say also how to make bad choices at a Christmas party. Okay, discussing work. Okay, interrupt speeches. Okay, I do this all the time. The head boss comes up and starts to talk, and I don't know what I say. It's usually preceded by a pair of panties being thrown onto the stage. Not very good, okay? But they said everybody really, because the work speech is boring, everyone really wants for someone like you to make frequent interruptions and provide a general running commentary. They said interrupting the CEO's speech will do your career's wonders. Of course, creativity helps. And then dancing. This is my big problem, okay? For some reason, in the middle of the night, I start to get on the dance floor and I think I dance well. They say what your coworkers really want for Christmas is for you to share your Lord-given talents, dance talents with them. So dance with everybody and by yourself and be the first one on the dance floor and attempt to tangle with someone even if they're resistant. But then finally, okay, to make some of the worst choices at this weekend's Christmas parties leave memorably. They say your exit of this party is key, all right? It may be unlikely that you were unnoticed the whole party if you've done all the above, but if you forget to make yourself a complete fool, you need to leave memorably. Lose an item of clothing. Attempting to steal, I like to try and steal the salt and pepper shakers, and load up the other people's Christmas presents into my bra, try to grab several bottles of spirits from behind the bar as you leave the Christmas party. You will get fired. No, obviously, do the opposite, okay? I always, whenever there's a Christmas party, I'm always the first one to clap when they introduce the boss. And the last one to clap. That's always very important. And now we have Mr. Smith. Yay! Woo! All right, Mr. Smith. Oh, he's always the best boss. He's the best boss. Woo! Yay, Mr. Smith. You see what I mean? Do that kind of stuff. Get your points. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm going to be fired on Monday. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So yesterday I told you that the CDC had made an announcement that this flu shot may be less effective this year. And as a result, over the last 24 hours, we have been hearing from listeners and patients, and I've been asked to be interviewed. I was on KABC this morning, you know, being told, okay, I got a flu shot. That was a waste of time. I want my money back. What are doctors doing to us? Is everybody calm down? The flu shot has never been 100% effective. Duh. All right, you know, flu shot at its best is about 67% effective. That's it. I mean, you know, we really don't never get 100% anyway. This year, yeah, it stinks a little bit. I mean, I think it's at about the 48% mark. But that doesn't mean it was a waste of time. It was a waste of money. Okay? You getting the flu could be deadly. And if you have a 48% chance to decrease your risk of getting a deadly virus, I still think your shot is pretty good. Did you get a side effect to the shot? Did you, go bankrupt getting the shot? Well, I got an owie. All right, so you got an owie. All right, I got a flu shot. I got my owie. It's okay. All right, just everybody calm down. I don't understand. You guys are just so overly dramatic. All this drama. Everybody gets their panties all in an uproar. Even my male patients, I know they wear panties. I'm like, really? Loosen it a little bit. Come on. All right, so let's recap what's going on here with the flu shot. Okay, what happened? So the director of the CDC is warning Americans to be prepared for a potential nasty flu season. Why would it be nasty? Well, because one of the active strains may have mutated, maybe a little bit more virulent. Okay, we have a very odd winter. For those of us who live, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I don't understand what the hell is going on. My kids went to school in shorts today. Mom, it's hot. I don't understand that. We are supposed to be freezing our butts off. It's December 5th, for crying out loud. So I'm a little scared. Everybody else is dealing with the polar vortex, and they're staying inside, and they're hugging up against each other, and then they're going to be at the Christmas party this weekend, kissing each other and swapping tongues. So I'm expecting flu to really start to hit in the next week or so. Okay, and that's when we're really going to start to see some ugly, ugly stuff. Now, Dr. Tom Frieden said, so far this flu season, the influenza strains most active in the U.S. are the versions of the H3N2. Okay? You got the hemagglutinin, the neuraminidase. You guys kind of understand the H. It's something like, what's the difference between H1N1 or H3N2? Well, H1N1, it's called the swine flu virus. These viruses have these components to them help, like, for example, the hemagglutinins, those help them get into the cell to infect them. The neuraminidase, those get you kind of out of the cell to be able to go and infect more. So these are characteristics of these viruses, okay? And the H3N2 is the one that's the most active. He says, we know that in seasons when the H3 version of the virus is predominant, we tend to have seasons that are the worst flu years. More hospitalizations from flu and more deaths from the flu. Now, what did they do? They took a total of 103 flu samples that have been analyzed in labs since October 1. 82% of them, of those flu viruses, were of the H3N2 variety. So that's kind of a lot. That means they are of a preponderance. This is according to data from the CDC's influenza surveillance report for the week ending November 22nd. That's the most recent report available. Well, they probably took off the next week for Thanksgiving, and then, this is the week after Thanksgiving, and the week after Thanksgiving, people sit down and they talk about the Thanksgiving break. It was so hard to get any work done the day after Thanksgiving break. I'm like, guys, let's go. We got some work to do. So obviously we have nothing, this week. Anyway. Making matters worse, they say this year's flu vaccine. So you see there's two pieces of news. Okay, you getting this? We've got two pieces of juicy medical headlines here. One is the H3N2 variety of the flu shot, of the flu, happens to be the one that usually causes the nastier years. So they see that. Then the second piece is the flu vaccine is only a good match for only 48% of these strains. That means that the vaccine is going to offer less, protection. So what do we do? All right. Well, I say you don't ask for your money back. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Is this my buddy Neil? Hey, Neil, how you doing? Neil, you there? Can anyone hear me? Oh, okay. No worries, no worries. All right, so now some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, okay, I really want to hear more of the meat to this study. Okay, well, here we go. You got the flu vaccines. We already told you about this. The flu vaccines designed to prime your immune system, okay? This year's vaccines can protect against a variety of things. We got the trivalent and we got the quadrivalent. There's a whole bunch of different types of flu vaccines you could get, but the most common one is the trivalent. Trivalent means three. So you have three different viruses that'll protect you. It'll usually protect against the H1N1. After the swine flu outbreak of 2009, everybody's scared to death of swine flu. So now you get swine flu protection in every flu shot. Really nice. That's your H1N1. Then you have the H3N2. Your H3N2 is the most common of the influenza for this year. That's what they're protecting you against. And then they'll pick one or two of the influenza B. The CDC FluView report, who thought of that? They're probably patting themselves on the back for that one. FluView, you know, make a song, and you know. Yeah, what was that like? So Glow. What was that from, what was that, the America movie with Eddie Murphy? Oh, gosh. Coming to America. The Soul Glow. Yeah, the flu view. People like to rhyme. Anyway, it says that only one type of the H1N1 virus has been tested since October 1. It was a good match with, okay, and they're giving us the proof that they did some work, with the A California 7 2009 strain in this year's flu. Then, and we're, again, you guys wanted this, okay, an additional 17 influenza B viruses have been analyzed. I know, this is pretty exciting stuff. Okay, hey, you guys want to know the scoop? Here's the scoop, okay? And 10 of them were of the Yamagata 1618 lineage. That's in all North American vaccines. And the 7 others were of the B Victoria 0287 lineage. Now, that B Victoria one is in the quadrivalent versions. So that's where there's a couple of the Bs. But the most common, but most of the flu strains have been of the H3N2. And slightly fewer than half match the A Texas 50 2012 strain. Okay, so some of you guys are like, wait a second, is it 2012, 87? We're looking at strains from back from the 1980s. Yeah, that's what they do. Okay, we all love the 80s. I'll never give up the 80s. I still have clothes from the 80s, right? I still have my picture of Ronald Reagan. I like the 80s. I still, you know, listen to Madonna, all right? Don't ask me about the, I don't know why she was nude. I don't know. All I know is I'm 43, I can't do topless. Whatever, you know, gotta hand it to her. Kudos to her. Most of the rest of the H3N2 samples were similar to a strain called the A Switzerland 9715293. This was picked for the flu vaccine for the Southern Hemisphere. So what they do is they pick a flu vaccine from the Northern Hemisphere, and then, because we don't want to look like we're discriminating, we're going to pick a flu vaccine for the Southern. Flu watchers first detected these strains. Yeah, there's bird watchers, there's people watchers, and there's flu watchers. Yeah, they sit out there in Central Park. Flu watchers first detected these strains in the U.S., like usually in March. Okay, and then they start to develop it. They get it all nice and packaged over the summer. They ship it out to us doctors by the fall. By then, it was already too late to include the new strains, but in this season's vaccine. They say it's not clear that vaccines makers would have made the switch at the point. Back then, the A Texas strains were still by far the most, everything's big in Texas. They were still by far the most common of the H3N2 strains. So, we went with the Texan. The A Switzerland strains appeared in significant numbers. Honestly, if there was a Texan man versus a Switzerland man, I would probably pick the Texan man, too. Because, you know, I just love Texas. All right. Did you guys learn a lot from that segment? All right. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got a basket of some chocolates, but they're not labeled. And every time I open up something and I bite it, it's caramel. And you guys know I can't stand caramel. Hold on, what's in this? I'm sorry. But you can't open it. I'm hungry. I can't open this thing. There it is. It's open. Oh, these. Oh, no. This looks like nuts. Okay, I don't want nuts with my chocolate. There's nuts there. No, I don't want, no, oh, no. Oh, what's this thing? This thing has, it's not coconut, it's nuts on top of the chocolate. It's chocolate with caramel. with nuts all around it. What are you trying to do to me, people? Come on. Just give me the piece of chocolate. I don't understand that. This is, man, I can't eat any of this. Crap. All right. Craig. Right. Doctor, you're wrong. I met my wife at a Christmas party and I was drunk. Now we've been married 10 years. Drinking helps start relationships. Wait, when did I say drinking didn't help start relationships? All I would do is say don't, you know, make a fool out of yourself. But I gotta tell you something. That's really nice that you guys have been married 10 years, okay? One of you had asked me a while back, why does alcohol help you approach a girl? I answered you at the time. God, I don't know, I wonder if it was on air, if it was on, I'm trying to think when this happened. I answered you because it makes us girls look better. You know, nobody really notices me except at a party or at a club. And then all of a sudden, I look damn good. So I think what alcohol does is it decreases your defense systems. We talked about alcohol in terms of does it force you to lie? Does alcohol, you know, because people will do things without do things under the influence of alcohol that they would never do sober. So there's the argument that after, let's say, you do something that you regret, you say, you know what, the alcohol completely took over my mind. But there's studies out there saying, no, the alcohol doesn't take over your mind. You wanted that person. You always were attracted to that person. You just slept with them because alcohol gave you that opportunity. All right? And you need to figure that out before you start to drink, okay? Because a lot of us do stupid things when we drink. And then we blame, oh, we were completely taken over by aliens. We were not ourselves. No, you weren't drugged. If you drink alcohol, you are a little bit more vulnerable. You're a little bit more susceptible. All right? And you're going to do things. So, for example, okay, if you are semi-attracted to somebody, you may be more prone to act on that when you drink. If you can't stand somebody, this is where I have, this is my fault. I don't like somebody. And then I may, let's say, have a little sip. Just to sample what all the big hype is about alcohol. I'm having a little sip, right? And I'm never going to admit I drink alcohol. Maybe just a little sip, you know, just because everybody's like, oh, this is all bubbly. Like, oh, that's nice. And then if I feel the need to rip that person a new one, I do. You know, you got the mean drinkers. You got the flirty drinkers. You got the nice drinkers. Unfortunately, this is my thing. Okay, so if I don't like something or I don't like somebody, I'm vocal about it. Oh, I hate that person. Oh, that person. Oh. And then I just go off on how much I dislike that person. Then they show up and they're in your face. And then I back off and I just give them hugs and kisses. All right? Another thing I do, which probably isn't the smartest thing, and it's already overextended me and my family on what we could financially do, is I always offer to pay for stuff. All right? Oh, you're having trouble paying your rent? Let us help you. No, you know what? Guys, we'll pay for the Christmas party next year. Christmas party is on us. Okay, and here's my husband across the room turning white as a sheet going, stop it, shut up. I donate a lot of money that we don't have. My wallet is completely empty. Oh, that's what happens whenever you go to New Orleans, okay? All right, be very careful how much cash you have. Not because you're going to get mugged. Nobody mugged us. It's just there were people there asking for money. And I was emptying out everything I had and emptying out everything my husband had. So we were cashless by the time we left New Orleans. Because people were asking for money. Now, we don't carry that much cash, but whatever we did have was gone. And then the other thing I do is anybody who's gay, any of my gay couple friends, I offer to surrogate their kid. And so there's about 5 gay couples now of my friends that I've already promised I would surrogate their kid. And that really doesn't make any sense because my uterus is already all scarred up. My uterus has had a lot of miles on it. So after 2 babies and, you know, college... yeah, no, it's okay. So that's, Yeah, anyway. So what I would suggest you guys do so you don't make idiots among yourselves, because, again, this is a very, very precarious time, all right, you know, around the boss, et cetera, alcohol will enhance any certain feelings that you have. Will you ever be attracted to somebody that you wouldn't be attracted to sober? That's why people argue, no, it completely takes over. Here's the problem. Sexuality is a very off-and-on, pendulous emotion. All right? Stop the giggles. All right? You may not think you're attracted to somebody at all, consciously, but your body may be. So you may be working with somebody and go, I am so not attracted to them. You've done whatever mentally to suppress, repress, etc. But then all of a sudden it's the wrong place at the wrong time and you sleep with each other. This is why it's very, very frightening and scary for people who are, you know, making the decision to continue a relationship with somebody they love who cheated on them. You know, I've had to talk to couples all the time, many, many times, about how to proceed because somebody cheated, right? You could have somebody that says, look, I am talking myself out of it all the time. I love my wife, I love my wife, I love my wife. I'm not attracted to you, I'm not talking to you, etc., whatever. All of a sudden, somebody hits on you, and they hit the right chords, and all of a sudden, you become an animal, right? But that person is mentally telling themselves, I'm not going to cheat. You know, are they going to cheat again? Well, in the right place at the right time, you could make them cheat. Now, I'm not saying everybody will be a cheater. No. Okay, most of us will run from the room, keeping our knees bolted together or holding our zipper so we don't get ourselves in trouble. But having feelings, having attractions is very normal. All right, a married man or a married woman has to sit there, or a person in a committed relationship has to tell themselves, I'm not going there. It's not happening. And that's, like my husband and I, okay, I know my husband finds, I don't know, Mila Kunis or whoever is out there that's supposed to be a hot babe. I know my husband thinks they're hot. My husband knows I think Michael Fassbender, right? And Channing Tatum, gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous, Bo Duke, Viggo Mortensen. So my husband knows that I think guys out there are gorgeous, and I know my husband thinks women out there are gorgeous, Joan Rivers, things like that, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that, all right? But I know he's not going to act on it, because if he is going to act on it, I have tons of surgical tools and surgical instruments, and I can at any time sever anything I please. So he's good. I'm good. I don't have to worry about that. But is it a normal emotion for you to be attracted to somebody else when you're in a committed relationship? Absolutely. Just make sure you don't drink, all right, and be around that person. Make sure you don't have those feelings towards your boss. And boy, do we flirt with our bosses. Oh, boy, is that a bad one. Man. Ouch. Man, I cringe at some of those memories. All right, so that's the truth about alcohol. All right, let's talk about an aspirin a day. Does it really keep the doctor away? But not the Dr. Dahlia Show. That's here to stay. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ever need direction or guidance? Ask the light. Like to have a quick source of insight and inspiration? Ask the light. Would you like an easy way to spread kindness in this crazy world? Ask the light. Ask the light miracle cards from AskTheLight.com were created in the aftermath of a true miracle. Beautiful underwater photography capturing the dance of water and light are combined with inspirational words to create the 53-card deck of Ask the Light miracle cards in a custom, easy-carry box. Ask the Light miracle cards speak directly to your heart and opens you to everyday miracles. Spread some kindness by giving a card away. It's a great way to connect with people. These cards bring blessings to all that experience them. Experience the many benefits for yourself. Visit AskTheLight.com to enjoy early holiday specials. Buy one deck for $18.50 or two for $30. They make great gifts for friends and family too. Ask the Light miracle cards at AskTheLight.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to apologize. Apparently, some of you are upset that I haven't talked about the penis pump issue with Medicare. I forgot. I did not realize how important a medical headline this was. I wanted to talk about aspirin maybe not helping everybody and possibly putting people at risk, and I wanted to talk about the flu vaccine. I had no idea that you guys were had prioritized the penis pump story as one of the top medical stories, so I want to apologize. That is my fault. So the ban on Medicare coverage for penis pumps has gotten everybody all stiff. I'm sorry. About the issue. Now I'm a fan of penis pumps. I think it is a phenomenal erectile dysfunction tool. I've recommended it to many patients as long as it doesn't cause chafing. How it works, you guys know how the penis pump works, okay? Austin Powers made them famous, but he doesn't get all the credit. It applies suction. When it applies suction, it helps draw in blood flow. When you draw in blood flow, you increase circulation, you increase girth, you increase sensation. And it is something that is a safer alternative for men who suffer from erectile dysfunction who cannot take Viagra or some of the other erectile dysfunction medications. Now, Congress, however, is putting a kibosh on the penis pump, according to the Washington Times, where the House is debating a bill to stop Medicare from paying for this treatment. Apparently, the amount of money we are thrusting into the penis pump industry is $44 million a year. They said the government stands to save nearly $450 million over the next decade by halting payments for vacuum pump systems or penis pumps, according to the Congressional Budget Office analysis. And this had been released earlier this week. All right. House Republicans who wrote the bill said as long as Medicare is banned from paying for Viagra, the program should not be paying for the pumps either. And Medicare has been grossly overpaying for the pumps. So you guys can't get Viagra paid for on by Medicare. I remember Viagra wasn't paid for by many of the private insurances. I didn't know that Medicare wasn't covering Viagra either. So if Medicare is not going to cover Viagra, why are they spending $450 per penis pump? That's how much $450. It's plastic. Not bedazzled at all. Just it's plastic. According to the agency's inspector general, they pay over $450 or more than twice what other federal agencies pay. Buying from a company online would have produced even bigger savings with the average price of less than $165 per system. I don't know why. The government never sits there and price shop. You know, it's interesting. The government will sit there and pick and choose who they want to audit. And they will nitpick and go through itemized spreadsheets and columns of numbers for that, but they won't do that for price shopping. Investigators said Medicare paid nearly 475,000 vacuum pump systems over a five-year period, saving us $44 million a year. So, this is called the ABLE Act. The bill would allow disabled Americans to store money in tax-free accounts and use the cash to pay for special expenses like schooling. The money also wouldn't be counted when the government was looking to see if someone was poor enough, I guess, to qualify for federal benefits, meaning the disabled would have an easier time to get welfare and other assistance. I mean, sounds good. Sounds nice. I just don't understand why. I'm a little confused with the way we do bills in this country. I don't understand why helping disabled Americans has to be mixed in with the penis pump. I don't get that. I also don't understand that how 475,000 people are using these. I see a lot of patients, and I probably average maybe one a year requesting one. So it's obviously a hot item. It's obviously something that people would like. I just never thought they would be that expensive. Now, I apologize for kind of being confused and naive about this, okay? The government, you would think, with all its you know, pencil pushing and number crunching, would not be wasting our money such as this. And I guess when it comes to certain items, I mean, they don't pay us doctors. I mean, I probably get paid one out of every, I don't know, three claims, if that. But they'll pay $450 for a penis pump. Yet we in the news are being ridiculed that we doctors are taking so much money out of Medicare. Okay, please, I don't see any of that So for those of you concerned about your penis pump coverage, I would suggest that, I'm sure there's cheaper ways to get them. And trust me, they're not supposed to be $450 a pop. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, and aspirin a day could do more harm than good if you're a younger, middle-aged woman. Previous studies have suggested that we could save about 6,000 lives a year putting everybody on an aspirin a day. Now we're finding out that the risks could be outweighing the benefits. New research studied 30,000 women over 17 years and showed that the protective effect was marginal. Unfortunately, our risk of stomach bleeding was high. They say just treating everybody with aspirin is ineffective or harmful in the majority of women with respect to cardiovascular disease. However, once we start to get older, they say if women are over 65, we are likely to still benefit from taking an aspirin a day. So to test whether aspirin was useful, they randomly assigned people to take either the 100 milligrams of aspirin or dummy pills, etc. And I know some of you are like, well, are they taking the ECASA or the enteric-coated? You know, there's ways to take aspirin. You could take, like, the regular baby aspirin. You could swallow it. You could chew it. And then you have the enteric-coated. These things are supposed to protect your... It's supposed to protect your stomach coating. I guess what happens is rather than it all dissolving at once and exposing you per se, it eases in. It has that coating so that it, as it breaks down. I apologize, guys. I'm having some issues with my stupid computer. It's Friday. My computer, whatever. Anyway, when you see women, and you see their GI effects, and you see that it put them at risk for increased bleeding, it tells us as doctors, hold the phone, somebody's going to get mad, somebody's going to sue you, someone's going to have a GI bleed, don't tell everybody to go on aspirin. Which one of you guys should go on daily aspirin? Okay, well, first of all, if you had a heart attack, you're going on a baby aspirin, period, okay? We don't mess around, all right? So, right now, I think a lot of us doctors agree, as long as you don't have any stomach issues, and you've gotten your colonoscopies and your upper endoscopies, and we know that your stomach lining is good, if you've had a heart attack, you're getting a baby aspirin. Why? Because it's anti-clot forming, helps thin the blood, anti-inflammation. It's great. What about, apparently there was a study that looked at 14,000 Japanese people aged 60 or older who had high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, all right? And they looked at them, and they go, well, what about these guys that haven't had a heart attack? Let's look at these guys that have multiple risk factors. Does the aspirin help? Unfortunately, we talked about this last month, the study was published saying it didn't provide overall benefit. Now, why not? Why with a second heart attack but not a first? Well, the problem is if you have high cholesterol, if you have diabetes, if you have it in your genes, right, to get that heart attack, that little tiny baby aspirin isn't going to be your lifesaver. You see what I mean? But am I still a fan of it? Hell yeah. You just need to sit down with your doctor and find out if the benefits outweigh the risks. Don't go away. We'll be right back on 877. Now tell it.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-726-9415. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-726-9415. That's 1-800-726-9415. Call 1-800-726-9415.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.